The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The angel brought me back to the entrance of the temple, and I saw water flowing out from beneath the threshold of the temple toward the east. For the faucet of the temple was toward the east, and the water flowed down from the southern side of the temple, south of the altar. He led me outside by the north gate and around to the other gate facing the east, where I saw water trickling from the southern side. And he said to me, "This water flows into the eastern district down upon the Aroba, but empties into the sea the salt waters which it makes fresh. Wherever this water flows, every sort of living creature can multiply and shall live, and there shall be abundant fish. For wherever this water comes, the sea shall be made fresh. Along both banks of the river, fruit trees of every kind shall grow. Their leaves shall not fade, nor their fruit fail. Every month they shall bear fresh fruit, and they shall be watered by the flow from the sanctuary. Their fruit shall serve for food, and their leaves for medicine." The word of the Lord. The waters of the river gladden the city of God, the holy dwelling of the Most High. The waters of the river gladden the city of God, the holy dwelling of the Most High. God is our refuge and our strength, and ever-present help in distress. Therefore we fear not, though the earth be shaken, the mountains plunge into the depths of the sea. The waters of the river gladden the city of God, the holy dwelling of the Most High. There is a stream whose gruntlets gladden the city of God, the holy dwelling of the Most High. God is in its midst, it shall not be disturbed. God will help it at the break of dawn. The waters of the river gladden the city of God, the holy dwelling of the Most High. The Lord of hosts is with us. Our stronghold is the God of Jacob. Come, behold the deeds of the Lord, the astounding things he has wrought on earth. The waters of the river gladden the city of God, the holy dwelling of the Most High. The second reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, you are God's building. According to the grace of God given to me, like a wise master builder, I laid a foundation. Another is building upon it. But each one must be careful how he builds it, for no one can lay a foundation other than the one that is there, namely Jesus Christ. Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. For the temple of God, which you are, is holy. The word of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who had sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them out of the temple area with the sheep and the oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign shall you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and 3 days I will raise it up again." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. The Gospel of the Lord. So today we celebrate the feast of the dedication of the Lateran Basilica in Rome, and it's the Pope's church. St. Peter's is in the Pope's church, St. John is. And so anyway, but it's not just a celebration of that particular church, it's a celebration of us who are church. That's why the readings do speak to us the way they do. And again, it can all come down to that first, second reading. Huh? It just says, "Do you not know that you are the temple of God?" and the Spirit of God dwells in you. We could spend longs and lots of time meditating on this reality, because we always look at God for up there, and then we keep God in just the temple of the church, and we're holy, holy, holy in church, and oh, look at us, we're in church. But again, as I used to say to the prepsters, gentlemen, nothing you should ever would not do in front of the Blessed Sacrament at the cathedral. You should do it with your girlfriend or anywhere else, because God is inside of you. And again, I don't think most Catholics ever get that. They keep Jesus here on the tabernacle, and they don't keep Jesus inside of them. Then they play this game that God spends 10 minutes inside of me after I receive him. It's a special, special time. And that way they don't have to live with Jesus for the rest of the day. Jesus is always inside of you. So whatever you and I do, we make Jesus Christ do. It's just that simple. And so we have to act like we're God's temple and that Jesus lives inside of us. And then second of all, we got to bring Jesus to everyone else who doesn't come to Mass. They need to see Jesus. Well, Father, how am I going to do that? Get out of the way and show them Jesus. Nature knows love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and let us pray.